1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. And say, these things I write to you, though I hope to come to you shortly, but if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So for the past 6 weeks, we began to look in this line, believers' conduct, right? 6 weeks gone, or 6 weeks on. This is the sixth week. Okay. 5 weeks gone now. We have 6 more weeks to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Believers' conduct. We began talking about believers' conduct in the light of what our love was last week, right? Right? Hallelujah. So let's look at that. 1 Timothy again. Now he said, he brings out a word, the church. And we said, the word church is the word ecclesia. Never was that word used for a building. The word church does not refer to a building. Hallelujah. The word church doesn't refer to a building. Now we said, from study, it refers to what? Believers and the gathering of believers. Hallelujah. So the word church refers to what? Believers and the gathering of believers. It does not refer to a building. Hallelujah. Very important. So, and we looked at the fact that from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22, he says, talking about Christ, he said he has put all things under his feet and given him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and all, and you he made alive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So we said, looking at that, we as believers called his church, we are members of his body. Glory to God. Glory to God. We are members of his body. So therefore, we came to the conclusion last week that Christ is the universal church, meaning he is the head of the church. Hallelujah. He is the head of the church. The universal church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we are church, not because of anything. We are his church because of our identification with him as the head of the church. Hallelujah. So it's because of our identification. Ephesians 4:16. We saw that. Ephesians 4:16. It says he calls us from, he said, from whom? Talking about Christ, from verse 15, he said, for speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things unto him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth in the body for edifying of itself in love. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In chapter 5, verse 23, it says, for the husband is the head of the wife, so also as also Christ the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. Did you see that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 13 now says, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. In Romans chapter 6, verse 1, he says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, nay, how shall we who are dead to sin live any longer in it? He said, don't you know, as many of you who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death, who were buried with him in baptism. Just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, that we too should walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. So, when he said we are baptized with him, the word to be baptized is the word baptizo. Hallelujah. It's the word baptizo. It's the word that's implied that is used to show one's experience, or is used for one's experience. Hallelujah. So, when he said we were buried with him in baptism, it means we were identified in Christ's experience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we are identified in his experience. So Baptism, as used by Paul here, refers to Christ's experience, his death, his burial, and resurrection. We find the same thing also in Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 into 12. Colossians 2. I'm a bit fast, I know. We'll have to cover up the milestone. Because all what we're looking at today, most of it are from last week, we couldn't finish. Ephesians 2, verse 12. Is verse 11 into 12. It says, in him, you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of sin, the body of sin of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. And I say, buried with him in baptism, in which you were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 2, it is the word baptism to explain the experience of the Israelites in, or to explain how the Israelites were identified with Moses' experience. Hallelujah. Which is, look at chapter 10, verse 2. I'll start from verse 1. It says, moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea, and were all baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Hallelujah. He showed that when they were baptized into Moses, means they went through Moses' experience in the wilderness, which will include the signs and the wonders that he saw. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They went through, so meaning they were in Moses' experience. Glory to God. Then in verse 3 now said, they all ate the same spiritual food and all drank the same spiritual drink. If he's talking about spiritual food, spiritual drink, he can be referring to manna. Manna is not spiritual. Manna was physical bread that they ate, though it came from heaven. It's part of the miracle signs and wonders. Do you understand me? But it was what? Not a spiritual food. Do you understand? Jesus made us know that manna was not the spiritual food. He said, your father ate manna, where are they? That is John chapter 6. Hallelujah. He said, where are they? So he can be referring to manna, yeah, spiritual food. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the drink and the rock was not spiritual food. Look at chapter 2 of 1 Corinthians, verses 13. He says, now these things will speak, not in the world in which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. In verses 10, he says, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. He said, but the Spirit searcheth all things, yet the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man, except the Spirit of in the man, which is in him? He said, even so, no one knows the things of God, except the Spirit of God. Verse 12, now he said, now we've received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God. Now he refers to the believer, that the believer has received the Spirit of God. In chapter 3, verse 16, he said, we have the Spirit of God. Chapter 6, verse 17, I mean verse 19, he said, we have the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. So he recalls the man in Christ, the man that has the Spirit of God. John chapter 3, he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He said, Mama God, I say to you, you must be born again. Hallelujah. He said, the wind blew away. He said, you hear the sound thereof, and come tell where it comes and where it goes. I said, so is he that is born of the Spirit. John chapter 1, John chapter 3, verses 8. Glory to God. Now, to be born again is to be born of the Spirit. How? Why do we say so? We have received the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know I'm a bit fast, but we have to round off quickly. Glory to God. Now look at verse 13 of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. He says, now remember we have received the Spirit. Now he said, these things will speak in the world, not in the world which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches. He said, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Now when he says spiritual things, he's referring to what? The words that he's talking about, right? Talking about the words he's talking about. That is pneumaticus. Now, you now say with spiritual. Now, who will not be the spiritual? The spiritual will not be what? The man in Christ, right? Hallelujah. So now, Paul will call spiritual two things. He will call spiritual the words, right, of the gospel. And he also call it what? The man in Christ. Hallelujah. Now, that's how to read in context. Glory to God. So the words of the gospel is what? Spiritual. Jesus was saying in John chapter 6, verse 63. He says, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. So the words of the gospel are spiritual. Glory to God. Did you get that?
Now the word, the gospel is spiritual.
Now, if he has said this is spiritual, if you now get to chapter 2, into chapter 3, he called the man again in Christ spiritual. I said, I'm now brother, I couldn't speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to kind of, as unto babes in Christ.
Meaning, I cannot speak to you as who you are. Because why? The man in Christ is spiritual. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Then if we now get to chapter 10, you now see him right again. They all ate the same spiritual food. Now we've seen how Paul uses the word spiritual, right? For the man in Christ and for what? The gospel, right? Right? Hallelujah. Now the gospel will now be, okay. For the gospel, let's leave it at that today. Hallelujah. When we discuss, as we go further, I will also expound that. Hallelujah. I will expound what I just said. Hallelujah. So, now, we now find him use what? They all drank spiritual, the same spiritual food. Hallelujah. They all drank the same spiritual food. So, what do you think he's talking about? Hebrews chapter 4 will not help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 4. Look at chapter 4. I mean, look at verses. Verses 4 of that 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Say, God was not pleased with them. Did you see that? Did you see that? Then chapter 4 of Hebrews, verses 1. He now tells you. Chapter 4 of Hebrews, verses 1. Say, therefore, since the promise remains of entering into the realm, let us fear lest any one of you seems to conscious of it. For indeed, the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. But the words that they heard did not profit, they're not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. So we all drank the same spiritual food. Then what would it be referring to as spiritual food? Spiritual drink. You refer to what? The word. So, Paul will now use it in the figure to explain to them. Did you get that? Hallelujah. But what he was referring to was the gospel. So the gospel, they heard the gospel, but what? They did not mix it with faith. They now said God was not pleased with them. Hallelujah. Did you get that? So, the spiritual meat and the spiritual drink refers to the gospel. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you with me? So, therefore, so, they were baptized into Moses' experience. And in Moses' experience, they also heard the word and they did it. Glory to God. So, we came out from baptism. Glory to God. So, we say Christ is the universal church. And we are his church because of our identification with him. Hallelujah. So, since Christ is the universal church, we will find in his words and actions. In his words and actions, we will find as instructions on how the believer should conduct himself. Meaning from the words of Christ and from his actions, we will see the believer's conduct. Hallelujah. We'll find instruction in the words of Christ on how the believer should conduct himself. Hallelujah. We'll find from his words instructions for the believer's walk. Hallelujah. We'll find from his actions what? Because he is the example. Hallelujah. You understand? He is the example. He is the example. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So his words will now become words of spiritual growth. Here, I will look at Matthew chapter 5. Quickly, Matthew 5, verse 43. We've got to be very fast. We have seen in last week's message. Verse 43. It says, You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. We looked at this last week. But I said to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. Verse 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends his rain on the just and the unjust. He said that you will be the Father, you will be the son or children of your Father. Now, they were not children of God at that point. Hallelujah. Sister, sorry, I'm very fast. Very fast. Hallelujah. You have to write fast. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he said, you will be. So they are not children of God then. But you know, those are words of Christ that they will find in the new birth as what? As what? A recipe for what the believers conduct. He has told them, love your enemies. Pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you. Do you understand me? You know, there's somebody that, you know, people know in Africa, they will not know two scriptures. Very well. Somebody said, Jesus said, pray for them. He didn't tell you what to pray concerning them.
That is, ignorance gone on rampage. You didn't tell you what to pray. So if you pray, you are still praying for them. Are you well? Hallelujah. Are you well? He just told you earlier. He said, Lord. Did you get that? He said, love your neighbor as yourself. So he now expanded the neighbors to those who persecute you. You understand me? In the course of next month, we'll look at what temptations, trials, and how to deal with temptations and trials. You see that also. Hallelujah. You understand me? So those who persecute you, Paul.
Glory to God.
Let me calm down. Calm down. Okay, calm down. Let's go.
Those who persecute you, Jesus said you should pray for them. And the pray for them is not pray for them to die. Aha. Ori oke. Can you hear?
Ori oke. You hear that? Ori oke. We identify ourselves. Hallelujah. You will call Amis, you know yourself.
Abi?
You will call. Come on, you know yourself. You will do the job. Hallelujah. Can you not see? God told you! You should pray for your enemies, but he didn't tell you the prayer point.
You see your life. You're not just having the stone all over your heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Jesus expands that.
You understand me? He expands that for them. And then tells them, if you walk, meaning at the moment, the character of love, listen, the character of love will now be a reflection of what? God's character, meaning we are portraying God's character. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. Did you get that?
Look at chapter 6. Look at what he told them in chapter 6. Look at chapter 6. Look at what he told them. Verses 9. He said, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. When they say your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, I've taught you what it means by what heaven and earth, right? When you see something like this, it means what amongst men. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Glory to God. Say, give us this day our daily bread.
The word daily bread, we expanded that on in our study on what? Understanding the gospel, right? We said, give us tomorrow's bread today. That's what it means. Hallelujah. Give us bread that is sufficient for every day. Give us bread that will last for every day. You don't understand that? Give us what? The sufficient bread. And what will be the sufficient bread? This bread. Right? This good. Everlasting life. Do you understand that? That will be the sufficient bread.
Glory to God. It's not give us daily bread. See, God is even, God even concerned about your daily bread.
Your JD, your JR, your job is a daily bread. This is where, right? Pentecostals.
Pentecostals. This is Pentecostals. Hallelujah. See, now he said, and forgive our debts. Now, bad translation. As we forgive our debtors.
Oh, no.
That is bad translation. Hallelujah. He says, forgive our debts.
So that we will mirror that to forgive our debtors. You understand? So, the way we forgive others is mirroring what has happened to us in Christ.
Hallelujah. Did you get that?
So, at what point would they be able to do this at the new world? Do you understand me? Did you get that? Hallelujah.
So you see, Jesus will now tell them, forgive. Will now teach them love.
Do you understand? Will now teach them love as the character of the new birth.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Look at Matthew 22. Matthew 22 quickly. I showed us something from Luke yesterday. Let's look at Matthew 22. They came meeting Jesus for something. Verses 34. Matthew 22, verse 34. Get to the roots, the end today. And when the Pharisees heard that he silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. And one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing and saying, teacher, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus said to them, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Which law is he referring to? The law of Moses. Now, question, which of the law of Moses? Right? Right? Aha. You see now. Now, remember, I told us something. Let me now make something clear.
I don't know something. I said, the law of Moses in Exodus 20 is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? Right? I told us that, right? I told us that, right? Hallelujah. Okay. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, the same law was now written in stones. Now, that writing of it in stones was to what? Describe the hardness of their hearts. Right? But that law is what? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Right? Glory to God.
Okay. Can we flow now? So, he was referring to the law. And he told them, Jesus explained the law. He said, or he gave the explanation of the law. He said, you shall love, the summary of the law, he said, you shall love your God, the Lord your God, with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. We saw this last week, right? We saw it last week. Did we? He now said, verse 38, this is the first and greatest commandment. He now said, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And we said that Jesus quoted those two from where? From Moses. Right? We saw that he quoted those two from Moses. It's the Jew that said, finish work. It is finished. Done is done. Jesus is quoting me. We're going to see Paul too. Paul quoted it. So how is the Lord going? Aha. Aha. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Much more the reason why you need to follow closely. Hallelujah. Don't need not attempt to rush to go and post. None I know. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Follow closely. Are you getting it? Are you getting it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we saw that Jesus summarized the law as what? Faith in God. That is love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, right? He calls it what? Faith in God. Hallelujah. He now calls, he said the second is like unto the Father, which is love for all men. I will say, if you go to Exodus 20, the whole law, Ten Commandments, if you look at it critically, it divides into two. Love the Lord your God and the love for all men. Hallelujah. We'll see that shortly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that shows you if it is what? Love the Lord your God, which is faith in God, and love for all men. It then tells you what? It then tells you that Moses preached the gospel. How many of you have not listened to that message that you were not here for the meeting? You have not listened to that message understanding the gospel. Let me tell you, you've not listened to it. Let me tell you. You've not listened to the message understanding the gospel. Make sure you do. If not, you will not be understanding a lot of things. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let me go off record. Okay. So the summary was found in the words of Moses too. So that means that Moses preached the gospel to them. What Jesus summarized, faith in God and love for all men. Where did Jesus see? In Moses, Deuteronomy. Right? He saw it in Leviticus. So Jesus quoted Deuteronomy and quoted Leviticus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you get that? Read Deuteronomy 30 verse 6. Quickly go to Deuteronomy 30 verse 6. Deuteronomy 30 verse 6. Look at what he said. Verse 6, he said, he said, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants. Did you see? To love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and you may live. Is that not the gospel? Is that not the gospel? Deuteronomy 36. That is the gospel. You find Paul quotes this same word in Galatians. In Galatians. You find it there. Hallelujah. In the book of Galatians. You find it there. You find it where also? In the book of Romans. It is there. That is the gospel. It showed that Moses preached to them the gospel. Hallelujah. That is the spiritual meat. That is the spiritual dream. Did you get that now? Did you get that now? Aha. Glory to God. Are you with me? You find the same words too. Jesus, Moses spoke about where? What? When he said he will circumcise your heart, he's talking about what? The new birth. The indwelling of the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we proceed, right? Hallelujah. So the love for God, which is faith in God, is what? Salvation. So when Moses said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, he was referring to what? Faith in the Lord. That is salvation. Did you see that? He was referring to salvation. So Moses gave them the law of the Spirit, right? Give them the love of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, right? Give them that love, and he gave them the summary.
Did you see that? Hallelujah.
So that was what Jesus will now quote from. Now, in answer, the second is like the first. Implies the love for all men is because we are in Christ. Understand? When he says the second is like unto the first, meaning the second takes its preeminence from the first. Meaning you must, do you understand? To do the second without the first is not to be accepted. So a man must be in Christ, do you understand? For him to do the second, which is love for all men. Did you get that?
Haha.
if you don't have the first, if you are not saved, if you are not born again, your love for all men will just be shambles. Do you understand? You just be shambles. You just be a charity organization, NGO. You don't be NGO. You understand me? Aha.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Look at Jesus' words in John chapter 13. Fast. John 13. I'm going very fast. Most random. John 13. Verse 34 into 35. He said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I've loved you, that you love one another. Did you see this? Verse 35. Say, by this you will know you are my disciples if you love one another, if you agapeo one another. We'll look at this shortly. As in the word agapeo. Say, if you love one another. Now, this instruction, was it an instruction? Okay, let me just say. This instruction will be an instruction for believers' conduct at the new birth. It is an instruction for a believer's conduct at the new birth. Love one another. Hallelujah. Love one another will be a believer's conduct at the new birth. So you will find them reciprocating this or doing this in the new birth. We're going to see that shortly. Hallelujah. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 42. Acts of Apostles chapter 3, you find it there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They broke bread. It then became what? Their conduct. Look at chapter 14, verses 15. He says something. He says, if you love me, keep my commandments. He puts it in purer. Keep my commandments. Then said, and I will go for the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. Look at verse 20, verse 18. And I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. What is he talking about? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What is he talking about? He said, I will go to the Father. That is what you have. I will pray the Father. That means a request one makes after accomplishing a task. Do you understand? Now, when he says, I will pray the Father, it's not, I will go and do it. Lord Jesus, Lord God, I've done the time. Give whatever the Holy Spirit. No, hallelujah. When he says, I will pray the Father, it means I will go to the Father. Did you get that? I will go to the Father, and he will give you another comforter. So what law is he talking about? What is he referring to? This is not believer's conduct. No. It is, you look at chapter 14, verse 1. It says, let your heart not be troubled. You believe in God, believe in me also. If you have faith in God. He's talking about the new birth. The much more the reason for verse 16. The spirit, the new birth. So when he talks about in chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandment, he's referring to what? The new birth. Do you understand? It's the commandment towards have faith in God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 15. He brings the two together. Chapter 15, verse 10. Remember, he started teaching from chapter 13 into chapter 16. Hallelujah. So you have to read chapter 13, 14, 15, 16 together. Do you understand me? Remove the chapters, remove the verses, read it as a what? As a teaching, as a letter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at chapter 15, verse 10 into 12. See, I am no longer being fast. I want to explain something. He said, if you keep my commandments,
You will abide in my love, just as I have kept the Father's commandment and I abide in his love. Did you see that? Chapter 15, verse 10. It says, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. What is he talking about here? The new birth, right? Faith in God. Faith in God. Chapter 15, verse 4, abide in me and I in you. Faith in God. Look at 11. These things are spoken to you, that your joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. Verse 12. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. What is he talking about now? Believers' conduct. Did you see that? So in chapter 15, John will write or will give us a story of Jesus' teaching and will tell us that Jesus spoke about two laws or two commandments, not two laws, two commandments, which is what? Love for God and love for all men. Do you understand me? Do you understand that? Would that be far from Jesus' explanation in Matthew? No. Love God, love all men. Did you get that? Matthew 22. Did you see that? Now let's look at John's epistle. That is John's explanation of what? Of the Old Testament. Or of the Old Testament and the words of Christ. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. Verse 16. He says, by this we know we love. Or by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also lay down our life for the brethren. He said, but and whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? My little children, let us not love in tongues or in words or tongues, but in deeds and in truth. And by this we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and know all things. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence towards God. Verse 22. But whatever we ask, look at verse 23. Let me just jump. And this is his commandment. What is his commandment? That we should believe on the name of the Son of his Son, Jesus Christ. Is that faith in God? Is that faith in God? Is that the new birth? Is that salvation? And love one another as he gave us commandment. Is that believer's conduct? Is that believer's conduct? Hallelujah. Where will John be quoting from? We'll be quoting from the words of Christ, right? Which is an explanation to who? Moses. Did you get that? Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So, John will call it what? Faith in God and love to all men. I wrote here, John explained it the way Jesus taught in John 15 and Matthew 22, verse 34 to 40. Hallelujah. Look at something. In the epistles written to believers, in the epistles written to believers, the book of 1 John, was it written to believers? Was it written to believers? Let's look at John, 1 John 1. Let's see if he has an opening remark. 1 John 1. Oh yeah, 1 John 1, 1. Is it there? Look at verses 5. Did you see anything there? So, the book of John, 1 John, there was no clear indication whether it was written to believers. Do you understand me? Aha, did you get that? So, much more, the reason why you will have message of salvation there. Message of salvation. Do you understand? We now tell them, this is the commandment we received. Hallelujah, love. Do you understand? He calls them into, he said, you have fellowship with us. Because our fellowship is with the Father. Did you get that? So it's a call for salvation. Do
You understand? Glory to God.
Now, hear what I want to say.
In the epistles written to believers, we have Romans, right? Saint Rome,
right? Corinth,
right? Ephesus, Colossians, Galatians, right? Right? Philemon, Philippians, you know? Hallelujah.
Now, here's what I want to say.
Second John, Third John.
Glory to God. Okay.
Second John, Third John. Is there Fourth John? Jude. Yes, Jude. Okay.
Timothy.
Titus. Right? Thessalonians.
Yeah. Hallelujah. I didn't call Hebrews. Why? Ha. Okay, let's go ahead. Okay, in the epistles written to believers, you will not have a charge, or you will not have a charge or an instruction to have faith in God.
Let me get this. You will not find the epistles telling you have faith in God, because why? The people is writing to are already in Christ. Do you understand me? How big is your faith in Christ?
You understand?
You have to know what he was talking about when he said he was not weak in faith. Hallelujah. He staggered not at the promise of God.
Aha, promise, gospel. Did you see that?
Aha.
Glory to God. Glory to God. I spoke by the Spirit. Eh? I'll get back to that. In the epistles written to believers, you will not have an instruction to have faith in God,
because we already are in Christ.
Do you understand me?
Aha. We already have faith in God because we are believers, and therefore from the same source.
Do you understand? Aha. So that faith in God is already there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we're already identified with him. So what we will find in the epistles written to believers, you'll find fact of our identification with him stated. Do you understand? You'll find facts of our identification with him.
Yeah, Paul, in 1 Corinthians, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual. The Spirit of God dwells in you. Facts of our identification. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. In Galatians, you say, who has been received? Did you receive? No, you have fact over what? Over salvation, over identification with Christ.
Hallelujah. Peter will say, we've escaped the corruption in this world,
and we are partakers of this divine nature. Just as we find fact over what?
Believers, over identification stated. More also, you will find an instruction to walk in the Spirit. You also find instruction for the believer's walk, which is to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Paul would say, walk in the Spirit, you do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah.
Did you get that?
Hallelujah. You find that in the words of Paul. He say, if you through the Spirit put to death, mortify the deeds of the flesh,
you will live. And this will say, he's just telling you, walk in the Spirit. He tells you, oh no man, nothing, right? Except the Lord. He tells you what to walk in the Spirit. Do you understand that? Those are charges to walk in the Spirit. But before he said that, he had already told them. In chapter 8, verse 1 into verses 9. Hallelujah.
He said,
there's therefore now no condemnation of them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
But the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's it.
Oh. Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't worry. Verses 9, you now say, you are in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I say, if so, the Spirit of God dwells in you. So, you know, those are facts of our what? Identification with Christ. You find it there. Hallelujah. And then we'll receive instructions to for what? For the believer's walk. Glory to God. Which is to what? Walk in the Spirit. In John chapter 15, verses 18. Jesus will call that walk in the Spirit. You know, we've just seen Paul will say, walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
I'm not telling you to walk in the Spirit to what is to walk in love, right? We'll see that. Galatians 5:14, Galatians 5:21. You see, walk in the spirit, and you find the work on this walk in the spirit will walk in love. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? We will walk in love. When Paul writes to the church in Corinth, 1 Corinth, he teaches them about spirituals and he brings in what love, because to walk in the spirit is to walk in love. Do you understand? It's very important.
Hallelujah. Okay, let's go a step higher. Jesus in John chapter 15, verses 8. Okay, verses 8. Let me get there. John 15, verse 8. Okay. Verse 8, it says, "For this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples." Hallelujah. That is, because you are my disciples, you bear much fruit. Hallelujah. Look at verse 16. Say, "You do not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and your fruit will remain. That whatsoever you ask in my name, he gives to you." Hallelujah. Look at verse 14 when he says, "Go bear fruit." Verse 12 when I explain to you, when he says, "Go bear fruit," then I say, "This is my commandment, that you love one another." So that bear fruit is to walk in love. Did you get that? That bear fruit is to walk in love. So Jesus will call the fruit, which is kapos. Kapos, it implies the result of a walk or an action. Yes, and the result of a walk. So the result of the indwelling of the spirit is to walk in the spirit. You understand? There is no work involved in salvation. You only believe. Do you understand me? Understanding the gospel, we said that, right? It's a promise. Eh? It's a promise. You are genuine. Or you are genuine. Okay. Epagelia, thank you. Epagelia. Wagelio means gospel. Epagelia is a promise. What one says he will do. Do you understand what one says he will do? Do you understand me? I do not require a third party involvement only to believe in what he will do. Do you understand me? So, in salvation, all we need is to believe. All we need to do is to what? Is to believe in salvation. But because of salvation, or let me put it like this, in salvation we don't give. Do you understand me? In salvation we don't give. How many of you have to give your life to Christ? Oh, Christ is here right now. Come and give your life to Christ. Give your life to Him now. Want to be born again? Come and give your life to Him. Keep quiet. Hallelujah. Our salvation will receive. Hallelujah. We don't give. We will receive. Hallelujah. We receive. That indwelling of the Spirit is the new birth. It's the forgiveness of sins. Hallelujah. The indwelling of the Spirit is the new birth. The indwelling of the Spirit is justification. The indwelling of the Spirit is righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So once a man believes, he's justified. Once a man believes, he receives forgiveness of sins. Now, because of salvation, because of what we've received, because of the indwelling of the Spirit, we now give our lives for the sake of the gospel. Did you get that? Did you get that? Glory to God. So when he says fruit, it means the result of a work. Whose work? The Spirit's work, right? Now, what would that be, that fruit? To walk in the Spirit. So in the new birth to receive the Spirit, it's for us to walk in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he, in verse 2, he said, in verses 2, he said, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away." That word takes away is a wrong translation. God doesn't take away, because salvation is eternal. It's not lost. So when he said takes away, he's not referring to he will cut it out. No, he's referring to the fact that he will bear it. Hallelujah. To bear it. Who does the bearing? The Father. Do you understand me? So the one that bears fruit and the one that does not bear fruit is the Father's work. Right? Ha ha. Glory to God. So the Father bears the one that doesn't bear fruit. Glory to God. So God does not cast into fire.
So when God said the one, if you now read verse 6,
he explained that in that message. Go and get the message. The one that does not abide. Now he already has said it, he does not abide.
So it's different from the one in verse 2. The one in verse 2 abides. That does not abide. That is how it stands condemned already.
John 3, verse 18. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So walking in the spirit, which is walking in love, is the product of the new birth. Let's see how Paul will teach. So we're going to look at how Paul will teach, how James will teach, how John will teach. We're going to look at it from these three apostles. Do you understand? So automatically we'll not round up today. Hallelujah. Glory. Let's look at how Paul will teach it. Romans chapter 5. Romans 5. And we'll see that they all fought it the same way. Romans 5. Look at what Paul said. He said, therefore, Romans 5 verse 5. He says, now, okay, let me start from verse 1. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have access by God into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given to us. When he said the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Spirit of God, which is in us. What does it mean? Look at verse 8. But God demonstrates his love towards us. In that, while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Hallelujah. So it tells us that the Holy Spirit in the believer is the love of God demonstrated to us. Do you understand me?
The Spirit of God in the believer is God's love demonstrated to you. That's what Paul is saying.
Say, love is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. It's given in our heart by the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit in us
is God's love. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, that is to say, if the Holy Spirit in us is God's love, it then means that to walk in love is to walk in our reality. Did you see that? To walk in love is to walk in our own. To walk in love is not abstract. It's not something you begin to No! It's to walk in love itself. Hallelujah. That is to say, when you walk normal, to walk in love is your personality. You just love. Hallelujah. You don't just love to hate. Hallelujah. If a believer is still saying, I hate this one, I don't like this one. Check yourself. You've not been given the things of the Spirit to you. Hallelujah. You don't just know how to do it. You just know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's working in the Spirit. Hallelujah.
I said I can't see today. I'm still remembering when last I said I hated someone. It's been a long time. I've never made that statement after I came to the knowledge of the truth. Hallelujah. I don't hate. I don't know how to hate. It doesn't work within my genes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To walk in my own is to walk in love. Glory to God. Look at Romans 13. Look at how Paul thought it. Romans 13. Look at verse 8. He says, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. You know, there's some people who quote this and say, do not collect loans in the bank.
The Bible says, oh, no man anything. Do not call loans in the bank. Are you fine? Are you fine?
Do you understand scripture? Hallelujah. He said, oh, no man anything except to love one another. Look at it. When he says, oh, no man, what will he be referring to? Let's see if it is talking about a man, a physical man. Let's look at that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when it says owes no one anything, go back to Romans chapter 8. Let's see. You know, you have to read it together.
I could explain it like this because I read it together. You understand? So you have to read it together to see.
You are owing bank money.
The Bible says, oh no man. Let me go to the
commandment. Okay, wait. So owe no man anything, not referring to loan. Let's go to chapter 8, right? I said that. Chapter 8, verses. Let's look at verses 12. Okay? Verses 12. It said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors. Mark that. Debtors.
That talks about owing, right?
Uh-huh. We are debtors, not So the flesh, to live according to the flesh. If you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you mortify, you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. That was this simple, walk in the Spirit. Right? Walk in the Spirit. Now you say we are dead not to the flesh. So when you don't say, oh no man, nothing. What is it referring to? The flesh. Did you see that? Very important. That's how you study. Jesus, and that's how you study. Oh no man, nothing. It's referring to the flesh. Do you understand me? But you do what? Walk in love. Did you see that? Go back to chapter 13. Are you with me? Say, oh no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. So it tells you, walking in love, walking in spirit, with the Spirit, is you not being a debtor to the flesh. Do you understand me? It's just very simple. So he says, tells us to walk in love. So when it says, oh no man, refers to the flesh. Look at verses 9. It says, for the commandments, you shall not commit adultery. Shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. Are you with me? We're rounding up. We have a few more minutes left. Say, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And if there's any other commandment, they are all summed up in this. Namely, you shall not love your neighbor as yourself. Did you see that? Now, he did not quote love for God. Did you see that? What did he not quote? Love for them, because like the man in Christ has actually received the new birth, right? So that faith in God is already in place. Do you understand? So he will now quote love for all men. So where did he quote from? He now looks at Exodus 20 quickly. Let's make that distinction. So he quotes what Jesus has said in Matthew 22, right? Was that not where we read? Exodus 20. Let's look at Exodus 20. He said, look at where he quotes was verse 13. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Everything. What did he say that means? Love towards men. So when God said this word to them, what God is saying to them is love your neighbor. Did you see that? Now, when you now read from verse 1, when he now says, look at verses 1, he says, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. Love towards God. Right? You shall not make for yourself love towards God. You shall not. Do you understand? He tells you what? Love towards God. Do you understand that? Did you get that? And also assures you of God's rest from verse 5. Glory to God. And that is a result of what? Your love for God. Right? Faith in God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 4 talks about the rest. Hallelujah. And that rest. When it talks about the rest, talking about in Christ. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry. After prayer retreat, we're having no sin was in Christianity. It's going to be for days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We're going to teach no sin was in Christianity every day. Every day. I'm going to look at Sabbath too. Look at Sabbath day. What is it about Sabbath day? What is it about rest? About anointing oil, Goya oil, Holy Ghost oil. We look at it. Hallelujah. We look, I had a story. Somebody was frying, wanted to fry plantain. And there was no granite oil. He then saw olive oil, Goya. Then carry it and now poured inside the pan. I was frying. What do you do somebody else? He said it's Goya. Ah! You are frying the Holy Ghost. Bro, calm down. You guys can tell you now find the Holy Ghost. Yeah. You see your problem? Goya oil that there's a company producing in Nigeria or where is the Holy Ghost. Even if he left your brain somewhere, glory to God. Someone will now pour it on their head. The anointing oil. Oh, look at it from the scriptures. Walk in love. Walk in love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Aha. So from verses 1 to verses 12, we were talking about faith in God. Now let's go back to chapter 13, verse 10 of Romans. Let's just round it up. I'm going to round up. I don't want to carry over. Verse 10. 13, verse 10, quickly. He says, verse 10, yeah. See, love does no harm. Love does no harm to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Let's look at that word fulfillment. It's the word pleroma. It implies, when he says love is the fulfillment of the law, what he's saying there is love is the explanation. Love is the summary. Is the sum total or summary of the law. You see that love is the summary of the law. Hallelujah. Look at Matthew 5:17. Jesus speaking. Matthew 5:17. Quickly. He uses the verb plero. Verse 17. He says, do not think I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. The word to destroy is the word kataleo. Kataleo is the word that implies to throw down or to dissolve, to bring to non-fulfillment or to naught. You understand? To bring down, to dissolve, to bring to no fulfillment or to naught. That's what kataleo. You find the same word in Matthew chapter 24. You find the same word in Matthew 24 verse 2. Jesus speaking. Hallelujah. You find the same word there. Uses the word showdown. He said, Jesus said to them, do you see all these things? Assuredly I say to you, no one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Not about to dissolve. Hallelujah. Matthew 26, verse 61, they spoke about Jesus. They said, was he not the one that said he would destroy? The same thing in chapter 27. Hallelujah. In Acts, chapter 27, verse 40, 26, verse 61. Acts 5, verse 38. Acts 5:38. When they brought them before the council, they said, if you plan anything, he says, now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. If this plan or this works, is of men, it will come to naught. Did you see that? If what they were doing was of men, it will come to naught. Glory to God. Verse 39, but if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it. You cannot dissolve it. You cannot stop them from preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. In chapter 6, verses 14, they came against Stephen and told him, is it not that same Jesus of Nazareth that said he would destroy the temple? Destroy the world. Hallelujah. You find the same one in Romans 14. Verse 5, verses 29, and 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. Meaning, when Jesus said, I'm not come to destroy the law, it means I'm not come to dissolve the law. Not come to dissolve the law. I'm not come to end it. I've come to what? Fulfill, plero. Is the verb. Plero. It implies to bring together. That is to summarize or to explain. So Jesus' fulfillment of the law will be to bring it together so as to see its meaning. Do you understand? So when he says, I've come to fulfill the law, we cannot say he has come to explain the law, right? Hallelujah. That is to bring something to its fullness or to bring it to light. So Jesus has come to bring it to light. And how did he bring it to light? Love. Do you understand? Glory to God. Galatians chapter 5. Verse 12. Look at what Paul will say in Galatians 5, verse 12. We'll begin to round up now. Galatians 5, 12. 5, verse 12. Are you there? He says, I wish that those who trouble you would even cut them off. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but true serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Did you see that?
If you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. It tells us again, love is the word explanation of what the law. Hallelujah. The law of Moses is love. Hallelujah. So when I get to Moses and I see, you shall not do this. What would come to your mind? The intention for that was what? Love. Did you see that? So what I will do is that I will not now carry, I will not start doing all those, we will not wear this, you will not comb your hair. No. To do that is to what? Be an hardened man. To have hardness of heart. Remember? So they were doing that to show forth what? Hardness of heart. You understand? Moses tells them, this is the kind of house, or this is how what you plant in this land, or this is the kind of house you would build here and there. You understand me? Now, why would Moses tell them that? Love. You understand me? So that to accommodate another. Did you get that? So the explanation to the whole love given to us by Christ is what love. So when I get to see, you shall not do this, you shall not do that, what is behind it? Love. So the moment I begin to do those things, I'm not a hardened man. I'm not walking like, or I'm not walking in the flesh. Did you get that? So, when a man begins to walk literally, without seeing that love was intended, who is that man? That means it has become sin and death. Do you understand? It has become what? Sin and death. Remember I said, when your action comes to play, it is what? The law of sin and death. Come on. You people have not been listening to messages. You only tell them because you're around. Go and get it and listen to it again. Even myself, while I was coming for meeting, I was listening to message of last week, I was listening to it. Tell us, or is that too heavy? Should I bring it down? Should I water it? Okay. It is the same law in Exodus 20, spoken by the Lord to them, right? The law of the spirit of life. And due to the hardness of their heart, Moses now wrote it where? Tablets to simplify or to show them the state of their heart. Right? That is unbelief. Now listen. Now Moses' explanation to those things. Remember, listen. Moses' explanation to those things will not use what? Symbols, signs to explain those words. Because they have rejected the word when it came plain. So Moses will now give them, thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. You shall not. Those things are to do what? Have to explain, love your neighbor as yourself. You understand me? We'll look at Paul next week when Paul will now tell you, let's not be without hypocrisy. Let's esteem love. You have to esteem another more than yourself. Oh, if I'm to esteem another more than myself, oh, that's the reason why Moses wrote this. Oh, that is the reason. But you know, they will now start doing it ceremonially because of the hardness of their heart, forgetting the major picture, love. Did you get that? Which will first of all be their faith in God. Because without the first, you have the second, it is what? Charity. Did you get that? So if I now ignore love, that is the center of those commandments, and I begin to do those things as a ceremony, I'm not different from them working in the flesh. Now it is now the law of sin and death to me. Do you get that? Aha. It's the same thing. Do you understand it? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's be on our feet.
Glory to God.
Let's be on our feet. Let's pray.